I greet each one in the name of Jesus, God's only Son. It is where our hope comes from. Back in growing up, I did not have that hope that I would spend eternity with Jesus Christ, and I am just so thankful for that now that the Lord drew me. So this is Levi Salsa sharing with you this week. My theme that I picked out was out of Luke 8, where this woman came and touched the hem of Jesus Christ out of desperation. She had an issue of blood for 12 years, so she was unclean. So she should not have been out and touching Jesus Christ. She was, according to the law of Moses, she was unclean. So she should have been keeping herself separate from other people. But here was a desperate woman, a woman who needed help. So I'd like to just share briefly out of 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It starts out, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. Here Paul was talking to the church, and the church was having issues. There was someone amongst them that was in fornication. He was in immoral sin. And I'd like to just speak briefly about that today, about being involved in immoral sin, about being involved in pornography, masturbation, and just abusing your body in a sexual, immoral way. It is sin. It is, God cannot tolerate it. Our bodies are the holy temple, and God wants to, our bodies are a temple, and God wants to, well, they're in so that it can be a holy temple. So my question is for you today, if you are walking in that, I just encourage you to be like the woman and realize she has no other place to go except Jesus Christ. And I encourage you just to reach out and cry out desperately for help to be freed from these immoral sins. I'd like to just thank those and bless those that have overcome the sin of pornography and immorality. Growing up, where I grew up, it was rampant. It started all the way back in school, and it was it just seemed it was almost expected that. It was something dark and something hidden, but it was almost expected that you would be doing these things. But I want to, if there's anyone listening that struggles with pornography or immoral sin, and I just want to encourage you to reach out and cry out to Jesus Christ and even find men that love the Lord to help you, to hold you accountable, because these are things that can, if you're married, it can ruin your family, it can ruin your marriage. How's your wife going to feel if you are having issues, immoral issues, and getting feeling gratified by pornography and masturbation and in those areas. But furthermore, I'd like to just tell you that these things are sin. It is here in Galatians. It was a problem, and Paul said that it needs to go. So it's encouragement that I have to you. If you're desperate, if you want help, there is help out there. And number one, reach out. Reach out to the hem and touch the hem of Jesus Christ, just like this woman, just desperately. Just cling to him and ask him to guide you and help you. It is a sin that has ruined many men that were reputable, many young boys. It has caused them to stumble, and they drag it along into their marriage, and then it affects their marriage. So I just want you to encourage you to find help and to reach out to Jesus Christ. So Lord bless you.